Today is the fourth day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today as we move forward in our journey through the Bible. This week we are reading from the Christian Standard Bible and continuing the journey through the book of Deuteronomy. Today we will read chapters 26 and 27. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you take possession of it and live in it, take some of the first of all the land's produce that you harvest from the land the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket. Then go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to have his name dwell. When you come before the priest who is serving at that time, say to him, "Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have entered the land the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us." Then the priest will take the basket from you and place it before the altar of the Lord your God. You are to respond by saying in the presence of the Lord your God, "My father was a wandering Aramean. He went down to Egypt with a few people and resided there as an alien. There he became a great, powerful, and populous nation. But the Egyptians mistreated and oppressed us and forced us to do hard labor. So we called out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and the Lord heard our cry and saw our misery, hardship, and oppression. Then the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, with terrifying power and with signs and wonders. He led us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. I have now brought the first of the land's produce that you, the Lord, have given me." You will then place the container before the Lord your God and bow down to him. You, the Levites, and the resident aliens among you will rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given you in your household. When you have finished paying all the tenth of your produce in the third year, the year of the tenth, you are to give it to the Levites, resident aliens, fatherless children, and widows, so that they may eat in your towns and be satisfied. Then you will say in the presence of the Lord your God, "I have taken the consecrated portion out of my house. I have also given it to the Levites, resident aliens, fatherless children, and widows, according to all the commands you gave me. I have not violated or forgotten your commands. I have not eaten any of it while in mourning, or removed any of it while unclean, or offered any of it for the dead. I have obeyed the Lord my God. I have done all you commanded me. Look down from your holy dwelling, from heaven, and bless your people Israel and the land you have given us as you swore to our ancestors, a land flowing with milk and honey. The Lord your God is commanding you this day to follow these statutes and ordinances. Follow them carefully, with all your heart and all your soul. Today you have affirmed that the Lord is your God and that you will walk in his ways, keep his statutes, commands, and ordinances, and obey him. And today the Lord has affirmed that you are his own possession as he promised you, that you are to keep all his commands, that he will elevate you to praise, fame, and glory above all the nations he has made, and that you will be a holy people to the Lord your God as he promised." Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, "Keep every command I am giving you today. When you cross the Jordan into the land the Lord your God is giving you, set up large stones and cover them with plaster. Write all the words of this law on the stones after you cross to enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. When you have crossed the Jordan, you are to set up these stones on Mount Ebal, as I am commanding you today, and you are to cover them with plaster. Build an altar of stones there to the Lord your God. Do not use any iron tool on them. Use uncut stones to build the altar of the Lord your God and offer burnt offerings to the Lord your God on it. There you are to sacrifice fellowship offerings, eat and rejoice in the presence of the Lord your God. Write clearly all the words of this law on the plastered stones. Moses and the Levitical priests spoke to all Israel. Be silent, Israel, and listen. This day you have become the people of the Lord your God. Obey the Lord your God and follow his commands and statutes I am giving you today. On that day Moses commanded the people, when you have crossed the Jordan, these tribes will stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these tribes will stand on Mount Ebal to deliver the curse. Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites will proclaim in a loud voice to every Israelite, the person who makes a carved idol or cast image, which is detestable to the Lord, the work of a craftsman, and sets it up in secret, is cursed. And all the people will reply, Amen. The one who dishonors his father or mother is cursed. And all the people will say, Amen. The one who moves his neighbor's boundary marker is cursed. And all the people will say, Amen. The one who leads a blind person astray on the road is cursed. And all the people will say, Amen. The one who denies justice to a resident alien, a fatherless child, or a widow is cursed. And all the people will say, Amen. The one who sleeps with his father's wife is cursed, for he has violated his father's marriage bed. And all the people will say, Amen. The one who has sexual intercourse with any animal is cursed. And all the people will say, Amen. The one who sleeps with his sister, whether his father's daughter or his mother's daughter, is cursed. And all the people will say, Amen. The one who sleeps with his mother-in-law is cursed. And all the people will say, Amen. The one who secretly kills his neighbor is cursed. And all the people will say, Amen. The one who accepts a bribe to kill an innocent person is cursed. And all the people will say, Amen. Anyone who does not put the words of this law into practice is cursed. And all the people will say, Amen. Luke 10:38 through 11:13. While they were traveling, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, and she came up and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So tell her to give me a hand. The Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her. He was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. He said to them, whenever you pray, say, Father, your name be honored as holy. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves also forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not bring us into temptation. He also said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I don't have anything to offer him. Then he will answer him from inside and say, Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I have gone to bed. I can't get up to give you anything. I tell you, even though he won't get up and give him anything because he is a friend, Yet because of his friend's shameless boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Psalm 76. God the Powerful Judge. For the choir director, with stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. God is known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. His tent is in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he shatters the bow's flaming arrows, the shield, the sword, and the weapons of war. Selah. You are resplendent and majestic, coming down from the mountains of prey. The brave-hearted have been plundered. They have slipped into their final sleep. None of the warriors was able to lift a hand. At your rebuke, God of Jacob, both chariot and horse lay still. And you are to be feared. When you are angry, who can stand before you? From heaven you pronounced judgment. The earth feared and grew quiet. When God rose up to judge and to save all the lowly of the earth, Selah. Even human wrath will praise you. You will clothe yourself with the wrath that remains. Make and keep your vows to the Lord your God. Let all who are around him bring tribute to the awe-inspiring one. He humbles the spirit of leaders. He is feared by the kings of the earth. Proverbs 12, 15 through 17. A fool's way is right in his own eyes, but whoever listens to counsel is wise. A fool's displeasure is known at once, but whoever ignores an insult is sensible. Whoever speaks the truth declares what is right, but a false witness speaks deceit. Okay, so in the Gospel of Luke today, we encounter a really famous scene or passage, although it's very, very short. Thousands of sermons have been spoken about this passage, and it's the passage that contains Mary and Martha, the sisters. The reason that this is such a popular passage to teach from is that it gives this contrast in response to the presence of Jesus. So it's Martha who welcomed Jesus into her home. And between the time that Jesus comes into her home and the time that she gets exasperated enough to come to Jesus and ask Jesus to ask her sister to get up and help her, she's been doing what she thought was expected of her, what she thought she's supposed to do, to be a good hostess, to be busy, to be working, to be serving. And while Martha is busy and working and serving, her sister Mary's not. Her sister Mary is hanging on every word that comes out of Jesus' mouth. Or to put it more accurately, she was sitting at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he said. Martha can't do that. She's busy doing what she's doing. Preparing a meal, preparing some snacks, preparing some drinks, doing whatever she's doing. She's busy doing it. And she seems upset that her sister isn't also up doing it with her. So we have the contrast. Martha's busy. Mary's busy listening to Jesus. What makes this such a compelling story is how easy it is for it to become the mirror into our own souls. It is very easy to get on the faith treadmill. It is very easy to believe that the faster we can go, the more that we can get done, the harder we can charge, the more people that can be convinced. The harder that we can work for God, the closer we are to God. In other words, activity or work on behalf or for God equals a relationship with God. Ironically, that isn't how any other relationship that we know of works. And I'm not talking about working relationships where we have an employment contract and we are supposed to do this and we're supposed to do that and that's what is expected. I'm talking about actual relationships with people are not formed by our activity on their behalf alone. I am a married man. I love my wife, Jill, very, 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 very much. And I try to do all kinds of work that will make her life good. And all kinds of responsibilities that I just have as the husband of my house. And she has the same thing going on. Things that she has to do that are in my favor, on my behalf, and things that just need to be done because we have a household. I may notice that she is working extra hard in a certain direction. And I may commend her for that, or I may not even notice. I don't need her to be exhausted on my behalf in order to feel loved by her. And vice versa. I don't have to exhaust myself continually upping the ante and keeping on being busy so that she can feel loved. I don't want to oversimplify this. The work that we do for each other is appreciated. Like, everybody who's married, like, we know this stuff. Like, it's appreciated. But that isn't the single signifier that you are so busy on my behalf that you love me. And yet, so often that is what we are told the relationship with God looks like. The more we can do for God, the closer we are to God. But we can do all kinds of work on behalf of someone that we will never meet. And so Jesus gives the proper context here. Martha goes to Jesus, asks Jesus to get Mary off her behind and helping her. And Jesus responds, "Martha, Martha," and we could put our own name in there, friends. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her." So friends, yeah, it's true. We're human beings. We're worried and upset about many things on any given day, at any given moment. We find things if we don't have something. We just are prone to being moved forward by activity because of anxiety or because of some other kind of negative impulse. Mary's not exhibiting that franticness. She's just listening to Jesus, and Jesus is basically saying, look, the worry, the being upset about many things, it's not necessary. Can we like stop there for a second? It's not necessary to get close to God to be worried and upset about many things. One thing is necessary. And Mary was doing the one thing, sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to what he said. Which is not an excuse for ignoring our chores. It's the posture of our heart. Are we frantic? Are we worried and upset about many things? And that is what is driving us forward and trying to get closer to God. When we find God in the exhale of it all, when we realize that the worry and upset is not necessary for what we are after, it's kind of a game changer. And so let's think about it today. To be in a relationship with God, to be in a place of peace, of shalom, to be in a place of learning and open-heartedness to the words of Jesus does not require being worried and upset about many things. So we're here in our little oasis that we create for ourselves every day around this global campfire. Many times we talk about leaving what we're dragging and just giving ourselves a minute here of serenity, a moment to allow the scriptures to speak to us, a moment to catch our breaths, and then we can leave the global campfire and grab all of those anxieties and worries and throw them back over our shoulder and get back to our day if that's what we want to do. What if we began to realize that that's not necessary? It's possible we can do it. We certainly can keep it up. We can carry these things, but it's not necessary. What does that do to the rest of our day? What if we put it into practice just today and not pick all that stuff up when we leave this global campfire, this little oasis that we have together? What if we don't pick those things up because they're not necessary? What if we do the thing that is necessary to be in the presence of Jesus at peace, hanging on his every word? Sounds like a much better day. That's the Holy Spirit coming to that. There's plenty of things going on. There's lots that we have to get to, and there's plenty that can bring up anxiety or upset or worry or any of the kind of negative emotions that we experience. There's plenty. And yet, in your presence, being with you allows us to look at these things as they are. They are not giant monsters. They are situations to be dealt with. And you know it all. And you can show us how to navigate. And so, Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves before you, acknowledging that we need you now more than ever, that we will never not need you. We humble ourselves before you and ask that you lead us into all truth. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home of the global campfire, home of everything. And so check it out. That's where to find out what's going on around here. If you're using the app, which you can get the Daily Audio Bible app from whatever app store is connected to your smart device. And so check that out. But if you're using the app, you can push the drawer icon in the upper left-hand corner, and that'll open up a drawer. And you find things like the community section within that drawer or on the web up at the top. In the community section are places to get connected on social media, but it's also where the prayer wall lives. And yes, we are people of the scriptures, and that's why we come around the global campfire every day. But we also end up falling in love with each other and praying for one another and being a community together as we take this journey. And so praying for one another is a beautiful thing that is so distinctive about the community here. And the prayer wall is a place to do that. And that's in the community section. So you can go to the prayer wall and just pray for your brothers and sisters. Just kind of read what's going on and pray for them and respond to them. Let them know you're praying for them. Or maybe you're just enduring right now and it's just nothing but hardship in front of you and it's crushing you and it's hard to carry. Maybe you don't have to do that alone. Maybe you can share some of your story and others can pray for you and send encouragement your way. That's the beauty of the prayer wall. And so certainly check that out. It's in the community section, whether on the web or in the app. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to anyone who will listen anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night, and to build community around that rhythm so that no one has to feel alone, if that's life-giving and meaningful to you, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage, dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, DAB family. This is La Chula from Los Angeles. This morning, Pastor Brian spoke about who do we say God is in our lives? How do we live our lives? Who is He to us? And that just penetrates every heart, every mind, every thought. And as Mike called in this morning asking for prayer because he was lacking prayer. Mike, I think you're from like New York, and you said that you were not prioritizing prayer, that you found it difficult, and that you maybe start your day with petting your cat and then playing video games. And it's so easy for us to get sidetracked. It's so easy for us to get distracted. It's so easy for us to get stuck in the mundane. Yet I'm here to encourage you, Brother Mike, that this morning, get up in the morning and just listen to the DAB first thing in the morning. Let God just pour into you through the Word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Brian and Jill and Ezekiel and China and the entire family, the entire Hardin family. It takes the time to bring our daily bread because it's so easy to get distracted. But we are a community, a global campfire to lift each other up. So I lift you up, Mike. I lift up the misfit that spoke this morning. Today's March 31st. You're not a misfit. And if it's Jesus' love keeping you alive and not hurting yourself, then that tells you who God is. He is a God of breakthrough, the Prince of Peace. He is who He says He is, the Great I Am. He is amazing, and He is the King who is sitting on the throne yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you for just existing, because God is good in all times. I love you all. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Kathy calling from Michigan. Today is March 31st, and I heard the brother who identified himself as a spiritual misfit and who has gone down many spiritual paths. I hope you're listening. I just first and foremost want to say that I love you, brother, and this community loves you and welcomes you, and I'm so grateful that God led you to this place, and I want to apologize to you for every person that has named the name of Christ that used the Bible to condemn you, to shame you, or to make you feel bad about yourself. That is not the ministry of Jesus Christ. And we have so many biblical examples of how Jesus met people right where they were. Even the woman caught in adultery, in the very act, Jesus did not condemn her. Jesus is about restoration. So I pray that as you continue to listen, that the power of the Holy Spirit will give you a sure conviction that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that the Bible is the truth of God. And if you can embrace that and accept that, I wholeheartedly believe that all the doubt and disparity and confusion will leave you as you continue to submit yourself to God. Just know that it's a journey. All of us are on the same journey, no matter where we came from. But I had to let you know that you are loved, my brother. You are wanted, and we want you in this family. And we're going to look forward to seeing you in heaven. God bless you.
Howdy, this goes out to the gentleman who called in, who I guess referred to himself as a spiritual misfit on it got aired on March 31st. And I just wanted to say welcome to you and thank you for calling in and giving us an opportunity to reach out and to extend acceptance to you and prayer to you. I know that I guess where you're going to church, they use the Bible to condemn you, but we don't have a condemning God. We have a loving Father in heaven who forgives. So I hope that that you hear forgiveness when you read, when you hear the scriptures, and that you hear love, and that that you know the people are praying for you and accept you. All right, bye for now.
Hello, my name is Annie, and I am part of the DAB, the Kids DAB family, and me and my mom and my dad are asking for prayer requests for my brother, Wachil. One day, he and my mom got into a huge argument, and I never saw him swearing badly. He was saying very rude stuff, and he said he's going to leave and never come back. And later on that night, he left, and me and my family are asking for prayer requests. Please, because pray for Wowo. Thank you. Goodbye.
Good morning, DAB. This is Mary from Virginia, and I want to lift up a prayer for the couple that called in and mentioned that they were waiting for their case to be heard in Washington, D.C., to be able to adopt a child from Liberia. Lord, I just pray for this couple. I pray that they would rest in your peace in this time of waiting. Lord, I pray that you would put their case on the desk of the action officer, and I pray that you would grant them favor with their case to be able to adopt this child in your perfect timing. God, I just pray that you would lift off any burden or stress that they are carrying in this time of waiting, Lord, and that they would just rest completely in you, trusting that you know all of the details and you are working them out behind the scenes. We love you, Lord, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.